Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
The founder of GoBob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it, because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there, plus their resell value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Well, the hog futures seem geared to open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and appreciating carcass value. Conversely, expect the cattle complex to begin no better than mixed as traders continue to position ahead of cash news and the release of the January 1 Cattle on Feed report. Now, cattle buying interest should slowly start to become more evident today. Look for some preliminary bids around 120 in the South. On the other hand, the asking prices are likely to remain firm, a fact that could easily delay the development of significant trade volume until sometime tomorrow. It feels like the cash hog trade has regained some of the firmer market tone since earlier in the month. Look for opening bids to start out about steady to a dollar higher. With the recent rekindling of wholesale pork prices, packer margins seem to be expanding once again. The lean futures are set to open moderately higher, supported by residual buying interest and improving carcass value. Now, all three grains were lower early in quiet trading today. That's ahead of this morning's export sales report. The stock market appears to have more gas in the tank, set to open higher after yesterday's Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 20,000 points for the first time. March Chicago wheat was down a penny with slight bearish influence from corn and a U.S. dollar index trading up 30 cents. DTN's seven-day forecast is dry for most of the central U.S., including the southwestern plains, with temperatures turning warmer again in the southern plains early next week. March corn was down a penny and a half this morning in quiet overnight trade, apparently content to stay within its old sideways range of the past 3 months. In the northern Midwest, travel becomes easier with mostly dry weather following this week's winter storm and temperatures that are expected to gradually warm this weekend. Soybeans in March were down 3 cents early, slowly backing down from last week's new six-month high, with bearish concerns outnumbering bullish arguments at the moment. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, January 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sale time is at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,000 head to sell, 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves. For information about these lots of cattle that will be selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them at 800-422-2100. Superior Livestock.
Well, cattle futures, live cattle, February up 20 cents at the close, 119.87. April up 27 at 118.67. March feeder cattle down 32 cents, 129.85. April was down 22 cents at 129.37. February hogs up 230 at 67.52. And the April was up 252 at 70.15. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down 4 cents at 437 and three quarters. May down 4 cents at 449. And three quarters. March Chicago wheat down 2 1/4, 424.5. May was down 2.5 at 438.5. March corn up 3 cents, 366.25. May was up 3 cents at 373.5. March soybeans down 3 1/4 at 1055.25, and May down 3.5 at 1064.5. March cotton up 1 point, 73.89. May down 3, 74.49. March crude oil up 31, 53.06. April up 31, 53.70. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.